Stepneyall Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
Culture Vulture.
Be sure to give generously to children in need on Friday, 18th of November. Children in Need believes that every child should have the chance to thrive and be the best they can be. Children in Need are committed to being there for children across the UK when they need them the most. Get involved! The Anti-Bullying Ambassadors will be holding a bake sale, so don't be a Scrooge.
Bah! Humbug!
Golden opportunities.
On the 13th of December, the Performing Arts will be performing a winter concert in the Great Hall. There will be singing from soloists and the choir, poetry readings from drama club, string ensemble, piano playing from music tuition students, competitions, and much more. If you'd like to be involved, contact the SAS Creatives in the Performing Arts Department.
Golden opportunities.
Debate mate, what is it?
Motivational. Inspiring.
Debate mate is the springboard for students to become who they truly are.
Debate mate send top university students into schools to run after-school debate clubs. Through debating, Debate mate empowers and inspires participants, developing confidence and self-esteem and instilling beliefs into their abilities and what they can achieve. When and where? Debate mate is after school every Monday in the second 3:10 to 4:10 p.m. in the second floor dining hall.
See Miss Daly for more information.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
Come on!
Bullying hurts people's feelings. It's unkind. It's unfair. But it doesn't have to be this way.
If we challenge it, we can change it. And it starts by reaching out.
This week is Anti-Bullying Week. Bullying is wrong. This year, our theme for anti-bullying is reach out. The theme of reach out came about following a consultation between teachers and people. We want to empower students to do something positive, to counter-react the harm and hurt that bullying causes, be part of the solution, and stop bullying today.
Women's Rugby World Cup. England are through to the final. England are through to the final of the Women's Rugby World Cup after defeating Canada 26 points to 19. Their opponents will be hosts and last year's winners, New Zealand, otherwise known as the Black Ferns. This triumph for the Red Roses means they are now an immense 30-match winning streak. They haven't lost a match since 2019. And if they manage to lift the World Cup trophy, it will be their first world title since 2014.
Over the holiday, Liz Truss resigned after 45 days as Prime Minister, and Rishi Sunak, the first Asian Prime Minister, made his first speech at COP27 earlier this week. Joe Biden says Rishi becoming Prime Minister is an outstanding milestone for the UK. Other world leaders attended and watched the summit and said they wanted richer countries that built their economies on fossil fuels to pay for impacts and carbon footprints. Polluters must pay for the damage they've caused to end climate change.
Chock horror! Bounty Buzz banished from celebration! Bounty Buzz and celebrations could be a lot harder to find this Christmas. The controversial decision to take them out of some tubs after finding 39% of consumers want the coconut flavoured treats banished for good. The limited edition tubs will include additional Mars, Snickers, Milky Way, Galaxies and Maltesers sweets to make up for the missing Bounty Buzz. Boo!
Celebrity 2022, who's going to the jungle this year? The ITV show is back. The former health secretary, Matt Hancock, was challenged by his fellow cabmates. ITV news presenter Charlene White asked the MP if he could understand if people are not very happy about him taking part while Parliament is sitting. Boy George said it was difficult to have him there after his mother had been in hospital during the pandemic. former health secretary faced barrage of criticism for his decision to enter the jungle while serving as an MP.
Multicultural cooks.
As the days get colder and the nights get longer, why not warm yourself up with a winter warmer drink?
The ingredients for a fantastic Oreo chocolate are 3 Oreo cookies, 2/3 of a cup of milk, 1.5 tablespoons of granulated sugar, whipped cream, but this is optional.
To make the hot Oreo chocolate, separate the vanilla cream filling from the Oreo cookie, then set it aside. Step number 2, heat the Oreo cookies, milk and sugar in a saucepan of a low to medium heat. Whisk to combine the ingredients as the Oreos melt. Step number 3, after a couple of minutes, the mixture will thicken up all of a sudden. Remove it from the heat. Stir in the vanilla cream, Oreo fillings, and serve.
This is the true taste of winter.
Thank you for listening to
Step the All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.